Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be. Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode. If you are watching this the week it's released, it is the month of February. And for some of you, that really sucks. And for some of you, that's a good thing. So this month, I'm going to be talking about, you guessed it, relationships. Specifically today, we're going to be talking about how to have the courage to move forward. What's one thing that you can do, one thing that you can work on if your relationship past, let's say, is a little bit unsavory? Don't feel like you are not alone. I'm going to pull up some statistics here. By the way, if you're just hopping onto my channel, I am a cancer widow who has also been divorced. Now I'm remarried and living my best life. I am soon to be a published author and life coach, helping people move forward from disappointment and loss. So welcome to my channel if you're new. Okay, to the statistics. If you have had a failed relationship or a death of a partner, did you know that 50% of marriages are ending in divorce? 58% of those are remarrying. The estimated number of widowed persons worldwide, this was as of 2020, is approximately 350 million, with the large majority, about 80%, being widowed women. Globally, that means about one in every 15 in marital ages are widowed. I know for me, I felt like such an outcast and a freak at being 32 years old and being a widow. You have this picture of this, you know, wrinkly, gray-haired picture of what you're going to be like if you're possibly a widow. And then when that changes and you're younger, it's not really talked about, and I didn't really know anybody that was widowed at my age. Or if you've had divorce, that's a huge chunk. So if you haven't just lost a spouse, but you've lost a spouse to betrayal, to dysfunction, to abuse, any form, that is also your statistic, right? There are problems to moving forward after a loss or divorce. When you know those problems, you're able to recognize them and see them in your life and help them so they don't pattern in your own life. So we're going to be talking about that all month long, how you can improve the quality of your relationships. And a great quote, Marianne Williamson says, "We do not heal the past by dwelling there. We heal the past by living in the present." And that is a tender line to walk, especially if you have reverence and love for your past, and you want to honor it, but not live there. You want to move forward and have courage to do that. Why is it easier to dwell on the past? Let's talk about that. Why? Why is it easier? If you are familiar with, the show Napoleon Dynamite, right? Uncle Rico is like continuously living in the past, right? If he just, the coach had just put him in, then he would have thrown the winning touchdown and he'd be in the NFL and his life would be totally different. Like the whole time, he lives in the past with his life, and it's just like, oh my gosh, it is completely eroded and prohibited him from actually living his real life now. And so don't get stuck in that Uncle Rico syndrome, right? If only, what if? Why do people live in the past? There's two reasons. One, it's safe. It's safe to dwell in the past. Nothing can hurt you, right? Because it's in the past. So it's not putting yourself out there because you're just reliving what you should have done, could have done, or what you have wished you had. Two, it's your comfort zone. It is so hard to push forward after you have lost a relationship in any form to put yourself out there and try again. those watching me that are fitting in that club can like raise both hands and all your feet and be like, give me an amen. It is hard, so hard to put yourself back out there. And I get it. But that fear steals away your future if you let it. Fear is a good thing in some aspects. It can be a catalyst for you to call on your courage and push forward, or it could pull you back and stop you from doing what you're meant to do, meeting who you're meant to meet. And it is a huge thing that can prohibit you from moving forward. Generating fear and anxiety can stop and does stop most people in their life from doing whatever they want. Even if, if somebody said, the graveyard is full of the best inventions and the best intentions, right? That people don't act on it because they're scared. Like, what? Well, what if this? What if that? You know, your fear dominates your choices. And you want it to be there. Welcome it. Nod to it. And go forward anyway. All right? In Joshua chapter 1, verse 9, it says, and this is the big man, have not I commanded thee to be strong and of good courage? Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. He knows you're scared. He knows it's hard. He knows the heartbreak and the devastation and the fear. But put your trust in him and move forward and have the courage to believe in yourself. Another huge thing that is hard to move forward is guilt. Guilt is hard, especially if you have children or you're a widow or widower. Dealing with guilt moving forward, especially like you didn't break up with them, you know, you still love them, they're just not around anymore. And that is so hard. I get you. I understand it. What was the catalyst for me? My late husband, he was about 4 years from diagnosis to death, and a year and a half of that, he was living on borrowed time. It was 6 months he had left to live, and he was told he had left to live, but he lived a year and a half. And in that, it was a gift, a bittersweet gift, I guess, in some ways, that we were able to have a lot of hard conversations that are very unsavory that I didn't want to hear. And I'm very grateful for his permission and his leadership and wanting me to move forward and still have a beautiful life and get remarried if and when that day came. He was trying to hook me up with doctors in the hospital that were single. Like, he is a cheerleader for me, and he always has been, and he's a huge catalyst into why every day I want to live my fullest. Every day I want to give my best because of what I saw him go through and because of what I know he wants for me. And the same as you, your ancestors, if you haven't lost somebody close to you, those that came before you worked so hard to be here, and they're cheering you on to take your life in your hands and make something beautiful of it. Have that courage and belief. Brené Brown says, connections is why we're here. It's what gives purpose and meaning to our lives. If you're like thinking to yourself, like, man, I was supposed to be strong and not need anybody after I got a divorce or after this death of my spouse, and I was going to be the martyr and stay single my whole life and wear black every day and show that I'm in mourning, and you know, and then you have this desire to want to move forward, and then there's the guilt, and then there's the fear. It's this mix, but you are human, right? That is part of who we are. We want connection. We're made that way. You're not bad. You're not weird. You're not a freak. You're not somebody who didn't love their previous spouse if they've passed away, or your partner. You are normal. It is ingrained into who we are as humans, and it's part of our soul that we want connection. And as we've talked about last month with goal setting, there is never going to be a perfect time to start. There is never going to be the chips to fall down exactly how you feel they need to be before you move forward. You just do, okay? And a tip I have for you today is I want you to write down an empowering statement, something that inspires you. Like, let's see, for one, my imperfections and challenges have made me stronger, and I'm a deserving human of a beautiful and happy life. Whatever it looks like to you, every day in every way, I'm getting stronger and stronger. I deserve to have the life of my dreams. Like, whatever it is, write it down and look at it. Read it. Incantation. Say it. Believe it. And you'll start to attract and build the belief in yourself. Okay? All right. If you're listening and you've hung in here this far and you're like, hey, I'm already in a good relationship. Like, I think I'm going to pass this episode on to my friend. But hang in there for you. I have some homework for you. If you're already in a great relationship, I want you to take this challenge this week and to share an intimate conversation with your partner or spouse. Be vulnerable. What are you dealing with right now that's hard for you in your life, deep down, that you might not want to admit? Have a vulnerable conversation, because when we're vulnerable and we share our truth, it brings our connection closer, and that safe space is sacred. And if you're in a good relationship, and I've had my share of not, but if you are in a good relationship, you can safely share how you feel, and that's a beautiful thing, even though it's hard. Do it. So that's your homework this week if you are currently in a relationship. A tip, if you want the possibility of a relationship, and you're like, yeah, but it's I don't want to swipe left or right. Like, it's a miserable mess out there in the dating world. I get you. My tip is join a community, something that you are interested in, that other interested people, like-minded people, just shared interest. And it's not even, they might not be romantically involved with you, but such as like a church group, a service group, club with your interests. I know it's a little bit hard through COVID and, you know, whatever, whether that's they're meeting on Zoom or, you know, just look in your community and see where your interests lie and how you can connect with others, even if it's not romantic, but it get connections and friendships. Okay. And then lastly, if you are dating someone who has lost a spouse or a partner, or has previously been in a bad relationship, and you feel there's a definite future, my advice for you is to keep showing up. Be consistently there. Be a safe person that they can share their feelings. And your commitment in their healing and showing up for them is so massive. So if they're worth it, if you jive with them and they have a past that's hard for them at the moment to move forward from, show that you're committed to hanging in there and being that safe person. And also this week, if you are watching on YouTube, you can leave in the comments what maybe has worked for you to help with your relationship or to help you move forward from a fractured relationship in any way, whether death or divorce or a separation. And I love you guys, and I am excited to be able to talk about relationships this month with you. I'm so grateful for the relationships that I've had in my life, and my heart is so full of gratitude, even for the bad relationships that I've had. They've taught me a lot, and I didn't lose, and I learned, especially from a divorce, and I'm so grateful for the opportunities that I've had in my life to learn. I'm glad that I'm not living those anymore, but I'm grateful for the lessons that it has taught me. If you are struggling and you need help moving forward, I just might be your girl. Check out my website, CamilleBauer.com. You can go to mentoring there. You could get a free mentoring session with me for 30 minutes and see if you might want to join my tribe and have me help you move forward and find hope and peace and happiness in your life. But I can't wait to talk to you guys next week, and sending the love here from the studio. Love you guys. Bye-bye.